The first thing which makes me happy is I, myself, and my country contributing in peace restoration in this country, whereby we are committed in seeing peace coming back in this country and the population being stable.
What do you think you're doing in order to make a difference for South Sudan?
The first one we have to do that we have to know that we are working under UN umbrella, and as a peacekeeper, we have to think that we do our best in accordance with UN rules and, of course, in the UN lines of operations, which, among others, we have to make sure the population is protected. And, of course, we are not working alone. We are having other UN partners which we serve together to get peace and stability in this country.
What is your happiest experience here in this peacekeeping mission?
My happiest experience is when, upon arriving in this mission area, the UN was eager awaiting for the formation of the transition government of national unity, and, of course, which was the first step in peace restoration. Of course, when the government was formed, sincerely speaking, everyone, every peacekeeper would be happy and say that this is a very good start point, which maybe will contribute in the peace restoration in this country.
Prior to that event, that is the formation of a transitional government of national unity, as you stated. What was your worry before as an experience in the mission here?
As per UNMISS mandate, we know that the first thing is the protection of civilians. If there is no peace, then the population will suffer. So my worry was seeing the local population suffering.
Can you tell us what legacy you would like to leave behind in this country?
Yeah, my legacy are in two parts. The first one is working under UN umbrella, and the second one will be as a Rwandan peacekeeper. As a peacekeeper working under UN umbrella, I'll be happy if one time South Sudanese people will be saying that UN came in this country and UN contributed in their security and the UN contributed in stopping their suffering. As a peacekeeper from Rwanda, my legacy will be that one day South Sudanese will be saying that we had peacekeepers from Rwanda, and actually South Sudan and Rwanda, they are all in East African community. They will be saying that one East African country member contributed in the peacekeeping mission in this area.
Yeah, Rwanda and South Sudan have some commonalities as countries that came from conflict. So what advice, as a last message, would you like to give to South Sudanese as a peacekeeper?
Thank you. As you said, Rwanda also had passed through those tragedies, and Rwanda overcame it. And I believe that whoever can say that Rwanda is developing, and my message is that we should be seeing each other as brothers and look at what is common to us, what unifies us, not what avoid the differences which are among us.